During a special meeting Tuesday night, the Cameron School Board addressed the controversial issue of the administrative salary schedule, a topic that's been debated and tabled for over 3 weeks. The primary concern is the majority of public comments and opinion which seem to be against such a pay raise. The unacceptable rating received by some CISD campuses is a major sticking issue. Although all board members agree there are some administrators that do deserve a raise, the salary schedule was presented as a whole. There has been a lot of negative attention directed at administrators. Board member Curtis Hoyle addressed the issue.
But the big thing, though, that I've learned in this community is that when it really comes down to it, we all pull together. We had some bad luck with the test score. I think everybody realized that there's some things that could be improved. I think everybody has had to show with this tax score, not only in the school, in the community, and in everywhere we go. You know, they just kind of just feel like there's something they want to rub in our face. But I'm a firm believer in that. We're going to overcome this thing. We're going to continue to be a team.
Superintendent Maxie Morgan explained, although the administrators agree improvement needs to be made in regards to the tax scores, there are many other successes that are being overshadowed.
Yes, we cut programs. We cut required programs. And we cut back some positions. But we are charged as administrators of this district to be fiscal agents of this district. That's our job, is to oversee this district. Finances and the financial status of this district is upon our shoulders. It's not as easy as just going out and say, hire another teacher, hire this one, give the lunchroom this amount, give them this, give them that. I mean, we are responsible to the taxpayers in this district as well as you, the board, and the staff that we work with. But we have a responsibility to the taxpayers in this district to keep our tax rate in check.
By the end of the debate, a 4-0 vote saw the pay increase declined, with 3 members of the 7 eligible not registering a vote at all. The board also accepted the 2005-06 budget. One parent expressed her concern with the rising tax rate and budget.
Look at our scores. Look at our ADA. We're going down, and what's our budget do? What's our tax rate do? What's our tax score do? I mean, you know, you talk about business. Bottom line, your budget should go down if you're not doing your job. If you were in business, you wouldn't stay in business.
The board did accept the 2005 tax rate of $1.70, $1.41 for maintenance and operations, and 29 cents for interest and sinking. Also accepted was the amending of the 2004-2005 budget and the hiring of a new pre-K teacher and aide at Ben Milam. Brian Smith, KMIL News.